League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your mama didn't buy you no bike growing up. You had to ride your cousin bike.
I had a car.
Ooh, I did too.
Nah, my bike though. I had a mean bike gang. I was one of them kids that like.
I had a Huffy. I had a Huffy.
I used to put the bottles on the back wheel. Like a plastic bottle.
A can, so it goes.
Yeah, but the bottle lasted longer than the can did.
Okay.
And then I tried the baseball car shit. That shit didn't work. Because the cars, but yeah, you put it in the spoke.
That only work if you wait.
Yeah, y'all, you use multiple cars and shit like that. But the crazy shit I probably did, like back before, like suitcases were what they are now with the multi wheel that turns in any direction. They had like the luggage racks, right?
Okay.
And so my mom had a luggage rack. I took that bitch, I put the bungee cords on it, I put a pillow on it, because it was like a photo comedy, it came down like that.
Nigga, you had a cab? You had a little
right, nigga?
I put this on the front, the handlebars, right? So I had the bungees connected to this. It sat right above my front wheel tire. I put a pillow on the part that folded down where the luggage would sit. Bungeed that bitch on there, and then I put my fucking boom box on there, and I was playing CDs as I was riding my bike.
Oh, you killed him.
I was fucking up the game,
bro. You was
bro.
The first That's black crazy. Mexican. Nigga stole your idea. That, I mean, you was a kid doing that.
I was a kid, yo.
You snapped.
I'm talking about 13 with this shit, and I was beating. I only had like 6 CDs, but I was beating them bitches when I... We good to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I was beat down the block with the bike. I was fucking things up, boy. They couldn't see me.
Listen, we had a bike club. We used to literally, like, my bike club could go far, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Right? But I was the president.
That's strength hilarious.
Yeah, strength
the numbers. They could lead a block.
They could lead a block. I couldn't.
That's
but
hilarious.
But they knew whenever I was outside that they only had to.
That shit would stop satisfying.
Yeah, my mama didn't play that. My mama had to be able to put her eyes on me.
Yeah.
But my friends could go to the lake, and that was probably like 14 blocks
the
from
the lake.
Us. Yeah, Lake Michigan, like, we, you know, Milwaukee, we right on the lake. So we used to ride to the lake, but my mama ride with us. I could go. My mama big ass on the bike, like,
Your mama was riding with y'all?
She had to. If I want to go to the lake, if not, we just had to go from corner to corner. I sat across the street from a school so we could ride around
the
lake.
So your mama was in the bike club, too.
But she was the sergeant in her arms. You call it me.
She was the treasurer.
I was the president, and I was keep getting overthrown. Yep, just like a president. Yep.
I only know these terms from Sons of Anarchy. Y'all really know about like bike clubs and motorcycle clubs. Y'all really know that shit.
So silly. I was serious about bike clubs.
Yeah, we
damn. I fucked with Sons of Anarchy. That was a good show.
I stopped watching it.
I did watch. That's why I didn't. That's why I just stopped talking to him. I'm like, what is number?
What,
I didn't watch it.
I watched. I was probably up until like the third season when they had got the porn business and all of that shit. After that, I was like, all right,
nigga, what's that? It stopped being weird, dude.
Yeah, y'all niggas doing a whole lot. Y'all doing trying to lay low. Right, you niggas went from selling drugs to selling pussy? All right, man.
And y'all have murdered everybody.
That was kind of
it just got away with. Just everybody.
I gotta watch it.
Everybody
it's
did.
It's fire. I'm watching the Mayans now.
Yeah. I didn't start that one.
I didn't your playlist.
I figured that wasn't going to be
TV.
Good.
Yeah.
I was like, this other one was too good. They can't.
Yeah, it's Mayans?
The Sons of Anarchy was too good. So I was like, Mayans can't be that good.
Yeah, that's what I was like, yeah.
I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to waste my time.
All right. What's your dad is there?
It's probably good as hell, too. I'm probably missing out.
Kelly Kales is in town, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, you know what? Let's do this first. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey.
We got a scary, talented-ass group of people in the studio today. First off, I think this is our first time on the show. I think it is.
In the studio.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got amazing, fantastically funny, I mean, thoroughly entertaining the mistress of the microphone.
Yeah, I'll take it. No, master sounds like Big Mama.
I meant to say mastery, but anyway, mistress of the microphone, ladies and gentlemen. From Milwaukee, we got Kelly K.
What's up? Okay, so the introduction always make me blush.
Come on, man.
Because at first when people used to introduce, I'm like, who are they talking about? Now I'm like, oh, me. Hey, y'all.
She's so goddamn stupid. Hi, what? Oh, and then return amazing comedian. Mm-hmm. You saw him a couple weeks ago. Just hilariously and just effortlessly funny. Mm-hmm. All right? Effortlessly. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Kevin Sampson back in the building. Hey, Kevin the type of nigga like, yo, we going out today, man. We'll pull up on us and shit like that. We have on like a sweater and some jeans. Kev come in the whole three-piece suit.
Uh-huh, with the shoes to match.
I've seen this nigga stand at the door until somebody opens it for him. I was like, boy, if you don't bring your motherfucking ass home.
Oh, my God.
These bitches act like you don't open the door.
You don't open the door for yourself with your shoes sparkling.
And most times he said the top three buttons is open. His chest out.
I'm like, why throw his little chest out?
I'm like, it's windy. You don't catch it. Go.
Hey, just walking pneumonia. Boy, fuck wrong with you.
Nigga, ankles out in the winter. What you talking about?
But I really people's ankles out there rich. No, for real. Like, when men stop wearing socks, they just, it's a whole.
For real?
No, for real.
But I mean, when you got the ankles out, unless the pants were made like that, that means you got them hemmed or you got them tailored.
So you got the money involved. To get them tailored, yeah.
You got the upkeep. Yeah, you might have a little.
He got a couple of dollars.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell y'all a secret. You can get the cheapest suit you want to, but go get it tailored, and it look like you spent $4,000.
Come on, man. Drop the gun.
Because when it only fits you,
I tell him
that's what I'm saying. Gatekeeping is real. He just gave us
the I do it on my jeans. All my jeans, because they don't say a 3828.
That's a husky, ain't it?
That's fat and short.
They don't put husky on jeans no more.
These are free.
And these knees. What numbers was those?
We worried about the niggas in the comments. I free.
These numbers are wild.
Those are capris. Yeah.
Gachos. They didn't get on gachos.
Those are sweats.
This nigga got on got the audacity.
Denim sweats.
Hey, fuck y'all, bro. On mamas, nigga.
On baby.
Could be whatever, though.
Y'all not like us. Y'all not like us.
Okay, don't even get me started. Yeah,
shout out to the West Coast.
The West Coast is winning right now, but okay.
Ooh, child, listen.
Yeah, but Drake dropped something last night.
I didn't get a chance to listen.
It's too much.
It's fire.
I'm tired of deciphering these fucking songs.
It has to be done now.
I'm tired. Like, just rap and call a nigga a pussy. Don't put the shit in your windows and leave.
No, I love that. Like,
come on, bro. Don't make me dissect.
I got a map and a thesaurus and a fucking...
Because it makes, like, the 10th listen interesting. Because you're like, I heard all the other stuff, but what's he really talking about?
Man. Oh, my God. I don't want to... When I listen to music, I'm not doing that.
This essay.
I feel like I'm putting together a puzzle, but it's face down. I can't see the color part. I just got to do it off of the brown part.
It's starting to sound... It sounds like they write love letters to each other.
It sounds like they hear that.
Your lips is nice. Your hips is nice. Like, you talk about that man's lips.
You
hips,
don't like me no more.
His stomach, his eyes. Like, is this a love? Is you asking this man out?
But Kendrick Lamar cheated because he put that beat behind. Obviously, I'm here in California, and now I hear the diss rap. And everybody jumping up like they've been, like, this is a classic.
Well, you think Drake be sliding over, like, he'd be doing disses over amazing beats.
Because he made disses that sound like it's been here before.
Yeah, that's Wax the shit.
When I'm going tonight, I know they're going to play it a couple times tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I say I wasn't going out, I'm probably lying.
I'm like, what happened? We definitely going out there.
He just said 7 minutes ago he wasn't going nowhere.
This was it.
Lily just lied to us.
Yeah, clearly. We're about to find out where you're going.
I was
going
to text you.
The text. After you not talking about you ain't going nowhere, is letting you know, like, do what you're gonna do.
Listen, I know what I said. I might go ahead and step out to, you know, tonight. You know,
that's hilarious.
Because my boy DJ, you know what I'm saying? I like to go out and support the homies when they doing their shit. So,
hell yeah.
It is what it is. So. Nice. We'll see. Maybe. I gotta charge the car. We'll see. Anyway, we got some stories that we found on the internet today. We are interested in getting you guys your opinion of it and your reaction to it. Pat, what you want to start with?
Let's start with the nail salon.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a crazy story.
Okay.
So a woman in Oregon is suing her nail salon for $1.7 $75 million after claiming that a manicure gave her herpes.
Baby.
Wow. Now, you had them herpes when you got there.
Yeah. Hey, baby. You took a Ming Lee. You need to look at Mike Lee.
Okay, wait. What is happening?
This happened in Portland, Oregon. According to the lawsuit, the 23-year-old woman went to PDX Nails for an acrylic nail manicure on the first of June 2023. She claims the nail tech didn't use gloves and had their tools and drill bits in an Altoids mint container. After she got her nails done, the woman said she noticed what appeared to be an infection and inflammation on her right index finger and started to feel sick. She eventually went to urgent care and got a swab test. And her test results showed that she had contracted herpetic whitlow. What is that?
That's a word.
Oh, genital herpes. On her fingers? It says she didn't have the virus before going to the nail salon and is certain she contracted it from an acrylic manicure. Now, if you get a swab, can it tell you when you got it?
Well, first of all, it's like dormant in your body.
Oh, it can't tell you where.
Yeah, come on. Yo, that acrylic activated. It activated.
I feel like,
Oh, you got this from Terrence at 8:37 on a Tuesday.
And what the name of the nail shop is quite interesting, too.
PDX?
It sounds like a clinic.
PDX?
Yeah, like, I gotta go PDX, get my results.
Yeah, what? She absolutely PDX? Had to have had that before. That's insane.
So, wait, like, she got it from a finger.
That's some expensive.
From a finger. Got a cut on a finger. I didn't know that was a
thing.
A thing.
No, it says after she got the nails done, the woman noticed that she had a cut that she might have got from the manicure, right?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so she's saying that's how it was transmitted on her.
It
was
transmitted.
So herpes was on her fingers. It didn't go on her lip or her genital, so it went on her...
I guess it went into the cut?
I mean...
It doesn't seem to make sense at all because with something like that... If it's in your genitals, it's genital herpes. If it's on your mouth, it's like oral herpes. Yeah. But you can get it in your eye.
Cold sore, as some people like to say. Yeah. Like, boy, if you don't get your nails
get your herpes face out of here. But to say it was, did she put her hands on her business?
Exactly.
And that's how she got it? Is that what she's trying to say? Because you can't have genital herpes on a finger.
Yeah, I don't know how that
but
works.
But no, whoa, why you even let her touch you without gloves and doing all this?
I mean, what?
When the Alto mint container came out, I would have been like, bitch, what's that?
Yeah, because that ain't supposed to be here.
What's that right there?
For $1.75 million, that's some expensive herpes. You can't just call that herpes. That's herpes.
Where did that number come from?
That's herpes.
Herpes! Herpes got a storefront.
Herpes for men.
Herpes for men
is wild.
$1.75 million of herpes. Look, that's expensive.
The number,
hey, yo.
What was the number that person got when they got herpes from a person in the back of their car and they sued like Geico?
They sued the car, the Toyota.
They sued the car company.
Yeah,
they sued the insurance company. And won?
They got like what $5 million? They got paid. Crazy.
I mean, this stuff is just ridiculous. Like, come on, $1.5 million.
Well, damn.
Girls get herpes for less.
Well, it sounds like she was trying to cover up and didn't know it was going to blow up like this.
I feel like the picture of the woman needs to be on here.
Wait, can we play the video until we see her?
Because at this point, you have to be able to claim this. We got to see your honesty and loyalty in your face.
That's crazy. I didn't know that's how it worked. Ah, shit, it was one of them.
Yeah. That shit like some shit that's in
I would have never stopped there,
LA.
Though.
Did they say her name? I don't know if they're gonna show her face.
Yeah
they probably not gonna show her
name. The woman.
What's it said? Oregon?
Oh yeah, it does say a woman in Oregon.
Yeah, woman in Oregon. The
Yeah, they just keep saying the woman, a 23-year-old woman. They're not gonna show her face.
So she was embarrassed, so she did this and now it's everywhere. And people are like,
and now she can't even
we
come
know
out.
You lying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wore my contacts today because they was eating me up in the comments. Like, damn fool, blind as hell. So,
where are your fools? That been like, ah! That motherfucker would have been squinting for his life, man.
For my life.
Fighting for my life. Hey, that's stupid.
Whether it's true or not, this business ain't going to get no love no more.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I feel like people are going to
It looks shaky already, though.
Yeah.
It's not even appealing. When you pull up.
Even though it don't make sense, people are going to be like, nah, that's the place that girl got herpes. Even though it's not true at all.
Is Pat Mike's on now? Because people are saying they couldn't hear him.
Pat's mic is on our side. He's fine. Sometimes it happens, but this is Pat's mic. I think this one right here.
All right, Pat, say something real quick.
But, I mean, it's got sound.
Pat, we can see you not talking.
I was just tricking the audience. What's up, y'all? My mic's on.
Okay, well, yeah, then. Fuck it.
Sorry, serious quiet. I was just fucking with him.
What was you doing? Acting like you was talking?
I was just like acting like I was saying something important when I'm saying shit.
He didn't fuck me up a little bit. I'm like, Pat, talk.
She's like, we can see you. Mm-hmm. Go to the dog robot.
Oh my god.
Shit.
This is the beginning of the end, y'all. It says you can now buy a robotic dog wielding a flamethrower for less than $10,000 and it's legal in 48 U.S. states.
How?
Listen.
Why?
That on a battlefield would be scary as fuck. This walking through your neighborhood, though. Can you imagine, like, this is how gang start doing the shit for the ops?
30 feet.
Y'all talking about that? I'm scared of the new Tesla truck. Y'all talking about a dog with a flamethrower? I'm like, what's that? They're like, that's the new Tesla truck. I'm like, oh,
what, the semi or the Cybertruck?
The Cybertruck.
Why are you scared of it?
I mean, it's just so, it looks like something for Roblox. It just don't look.
It looks scary.
It looks like something for Roblox?
It does. It looks like something up for Roblox.
It looks like some bad graphics.
You get me? So I'm scared of that. I'm like, who's in there? What's next?
Yeah, it do look like
that. Fudge out of me.
It's called the Terminator.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, it's not. It's not in real life.
Less than
is it?
10 bands? You could buy like a national threat for less than $10,000?
And then it's legal in 48 of the 50 great states.
You want to buy it for the movie? Buy it for the movie? That'd be a different element.
It wouldn't make sense. We write it in.
Yeah.
It also,
he has it outside.
Yeah.
We're trying to flee from the thing.
I'm down, but like I'm scared of people who aren't using it creatively.
And
like,
what y'all gonna do when y'all done with it? Damn that.
Okay. I'm scared if y'all push the wrong button.
Roll for it.
Like, what if y'all don't really know how to use it and you push the wrong button?
Right. And we got, I feel confident we got enough people that learn how to. We got, Brennan. Brennan is a drone operator.
But why do y'all feel comfortable with that at the idea of that? I feel so uncomfortable looking
I
at
shot
it.
A real flamethrower before, but I'm just nervous about the AI dog attached to it. Like, what if it becomes like has a mind of its own?
Why do we trust the AI dog, first of all. I mean, and now one with a flamethrower.
I don't trust a real dog with a flamethrower on it, though.
I don't trust a real dog at all.
Nothing.
Why does it have a flamethrower? Why not just be a robotic dog that you could have?
Yeah, a companion dog.
Because
I feel safer if it was on a cat.
I feel like everything they're doing with these robots, they're trying to make it seem like this is for a normal civilian. Like, oh, this person can help around the house. This robot can help with chores. No.
Flamethrower can't do anything.
I know, but hear me out. So they're doing all of these robots under the guise of this is to make life easier for us. But I think this is all for war, bro.
That's a weapon.
This is a new battlefield, unmanned. This is a preliminary. You send that out with some other robots that got guns, bro, and you never have to use a soldier, or the soldier doesn't have to give up his life. This is the future of
but
war.
But why make it accessible to all of
the
us, right?
Of
to
us,
the regular people who just a random ass person.
Same
who got
reason you could buy a 45 out of Dick's Sporting Goods.
I gotta fund the project.
Yep.
Listen to this bullshit. It says, while there are a number of legitimate reasons for owning and using a flamethrower, such as land clearance and perhaps overzealous de-icing activities, it's difficult to see why the average person would need to own such an utter danger pooch. Danger pooch. Okay.
Land clearance?
That's what
have
we call
your
them.
Car ever need to have a flamethrower to warm it up? Like, bitch, it's snowing.
Right? Well, I mean, like, you know, in Alaska, if you live in Alaska, you get fucking 24 inches of snow the night before.
Right.
You either gonna shovel that shit or you're gonna get that flamethrower and clear out your fucking driveway.
Right, but it would make more sense to have a flamethrower. The dog attached makes no sense.
Well, that
sense.
Means that now you don't have to go outside. You're the like, all right, papa, you go outside and the dog is just doing this shit and clearing it for you.
That's a fact. But it's crazy.
It's so inexpensive.
Imagine when the dog run up on you, though. You want to play.
Listen, you take him to the dog farm and clear that bitch out.
What happened when the dog thirsty? Oh, okay. Put the fire out, bitch.
Why would the robot be thirsty?
I mean, it's a robot.
That's exactly why it wouldn't be thirsty.
It's going to be shitting.
The dog ain't going to do everything.
Drink motor oil?
That's
always
crazy.
Was in the cartoons when you was little, like robots drank motor oil and shit like that. It was soda.
The more we explain it, the more I want one.
I know, right?
No, he said for the movie, and it sounded, look. It's
showing it. Looks hard. It looks like a drone.
It's like a drone. That's like a drone. Brendan can drive that. You can take care of that.
Just fire coming from the top of the camera. That's crazy.
How much you trust Brennan? Let him. You don't get into it with his
ass.
That
shit right. Dope.
You better hope you ain't upset.
Oh, exactly. That's even more reason.
To not let him handle it.
You ready for him? Yeah.
37 pounds.
Yeah. What's the fuel that they're using for the fire, though?
Butane.
I mean, that's scary as fuck.
It's a big-ass big lighter.
It got a laser?
It got a beam on it?
Got to focus in sometimes. Bruh. You got to kill it. I mean, bruh, look at melt it. Some snow.
They couldn't give us a dog with a machine gun on it. That would have been crazy to like, that's this like not a thing. Soft launch. So you can already buy a flamethrower, so I guess this isn't that different.
Bro, you know how many people with $10,000 that shouldn't have $10,000 that could buy this?
For sure.
And do something extremely reckless.
30 feet. Yeah. It could shoot 30 feet.
You know how many people...
You can't.
He's only 37 pounds. You're not riding on his back, Kippy.
It's 37 pounds.
I'm just saying, no human can.
He's giving a thick ass
baby.
Dog from the back. That dog strapped.
That dog got ass.
That ass got
ass. Yeah, dead dog. There you go. We're going to find a use for this dog. Other than murder.
It has an amazing use already.
Hell but out of all things for a dog to do, why not have a dog take out the trash? Right. I mean, it's all type of shit. You got a dog. You trained it to.
Like a chore dog.
This
is how it starts, though. In every movie, it starts out. Like the apocalypse begins when they start making robot dogs or robot chauffeurs and all of this, and then somebody makes a virus and puts it into them, and then they start thinking on their own.
Oh, and they burn your ass in your sleep.
Yeah,
and
it's
now
Terminator
we want
3.
That, and we want that. Yeah.
That's crazy. It's already called
now
the Terminator.
We gotta find
the Terminator.
Terminator is hilarious. Right.
What are we about to see? What is
What's
that?
No girl named from Terminator.
Uh oh, that's terrifying.
Fuck, what is her name?
Whoa.
That's a girl who was from Aliens.
Yeah.
It said, we promise this is not a person in a bodysuit like a person can do what it just did just now.
Yeah, right. See, it's about to be a
but
problem.
Is that real or is that AI, though?
No,
that's
Boston Dynamics.
They
had three machines like walking.
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
They just went viral streets. All the time. Those are the robots that were like doing obstacle courses and dancing and shit like that. And they were doing backflips and push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
That shit look like something out of The Ring, the way them legs
and
went
then
up.
They go, mm-hmm.
That's
and then
why I didn't know what was going on.
Taking,
and then it stood up regular. I'm like, well, how did that happen?
None of that shit was for sale, though. Just don't get this
look
robot.
At these legs, look at this. Though, they rolled up.
That's horrifying.
What?
How?
Wait, that's the dog?
No, that's another robot.
I'm like, wait a minute.
That's a nigga.
And then look, he turned the body around, too? Hey.
Bro, I just saw... What show is that on Netflix where the robot killed everybody and they locked the robot in the room? God damn it, I just saw it.
There's so many movies.
That's about iRobot, are you?
That's a long ass time ago. They need to make a new one.
No, that's a long ass time ago. This was recently. They locked the damn robot was a murderer and they locked the robot up or some shit. And it looked just like that. Like that one.
I'm down.
It
might have
been an episode of Black
dog.
Mirror or some shit.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to go.
So, are y'all for the robots or no? Are y'all
human ones?
This is how the world ends.
I like
man.
This dog flamethrower. The more we talk about
world
it,
ends.
This is how it ends, man.
First
somebody
cashless now with
make,
flamethrower.
Somebody trying to make some extra shit. Ain't nobody got Arnold Schwarzenegger on speed dial for when the T-1000 trials go crazy.
Total Recall, baby.
Like, that's
a crazy first one to sell, bro. Though. I just don't get it.
A flamethrower.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Who says that?
You can't even play with it in the house because if you accidentally flame something up, your whole shit is done.
Yeah. Accidentally flame something up.
You
buy this bitch, you still live in an apartment. I was like, nigga, what about us? Don't do that shit here.
Right.
Everything's in flames.
I can see my stupid ass in the house with the blunt. Talking
about. It's the only thing we would use it for.
420, you would tell the nigga, hey, look what I got. Look what I got. Yeah.
Hey, light the blood for him, pooch.
Sound like the beginning of a horror story, though.
Exactly. That's how it starts.
I'm here for it.
What's up, guys? I'm here to remind you that PrizePicks is the number one, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 5 million members. Now, that's a lot of people, okay? And I'm going to be honest with you. You need to get in on this. Right? You just pick more or less on two or more player stats for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. All right. Now, I deposited $10 and received an instant $10 bonus. If you have the skills, okay, this ain't for everybody, but if you got the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000. All right. PrizePicks is available in more than 30 countries across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. So what are you waiting on? It's the playoff season. I don't know what y'all doing, but If I only got to pick two players during the playoff, I'm going with Anthony Edwards for more than 29 points, okay? And then I probably do something like Paul George for more than 4 3-pointers made. That's all I'm doing. That's all you got to do, more or less, on two or more player stats. It's so easy, okay? Download the app today and use the code DIYS for your first deposit match up to $100. You heard right, up to $100. Download the app today and use the code DIYS for your first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Let's get into the Lash Tech Threatens Client.
Oh.
You saw that?
I saw that.
Y'all really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because you can't hear it. Wait, go up a little bit.
You're doing all this because you don't want me to take a picture.
It says a Lash Tech threatened her, in Colorado, threatened her client because she didn't want her picture taken, even though she, quote, consented to it.
So if you
want
to hear it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ask this guy. So tap to motherfucking pay, girl. Oh, tap to pay.
Yes.
Is that the tech or is that the?
Oh, no, am I holding a gun to you?
Boyfriend to get
am
a
I
gun.
Am I holding a gun to you?
Oh my gosh, this is
am
crazy.
I holding a gun to you? This is fucking crazy.
Dog, I'm scared.
And I'm fucking scared. And you're on fucking video. And you're on
no,
video.
I don't. I'm not.
And you're on
have,
video.
I don't have a gun.
And you're on video.
Okay, girl, stop pushing.
This is where you. She's this is where
me.
Because you're walking
around
my house. So get your fucking ass in that last room. That's where you resign is in that fucking room. You don't have no right to be walking around.
See, you know what? That's
what was the threat? I didn't hear the threat.
Yeah, I didn't hear the threat. She basically just talking shit.
Yeah, it looks like she's threatening to charge her more to take no pictures. You have to pay an extra $15 if you don't want your picture taken.
Who in the agrees?
Wait, go back to that lash, because I'm not too familiar with lash. Okay, so bottom lashes, brow shaping, early appointment.
Glitter rhinestones,
squeeze in, and then
no
5 minutes at $15, no pictures if you don't want me to take your pictures or post them. So basically, you have to add that to
she's trying to get free
menu.
Models.
Yes.
Yeah, she's trying to get free.
So she's saying if she didn't click that, then she consented to have her picture taken.
Girl!
And if
that
not,
was the consent,
she needs,
hey, bitch,
then
say
she
cheese.
Needs to pay $15. That's but then it sounds like she's on the phone with the police or something.
Yeah.
So the client didn't want her picture taken.
Correct.
And the, okay.
And then they'll say, girl, get your ass back in there.
Yes.
Because she wanted to take a picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, basically, no, at that point, she was saying, well, bitch, you're not supposed to be walking around my whole house.
Right. And you got. And
I do
you
nails
owe money,
in that room.
So
get your ass back in that room.
This is a kid's rumpus room. This is a playroom.
I agree with the tweet. It says, I feel like a lot of y'all don't need to be lash techs because that's crazy.
That's
stupid.
That's disgusting. But lash techs is a dying thing, though, because a lot of times, I got on individuals now. It's a very high maintenance.
It says she threatened to pull a gun on the girl because she didn't want her picture taken, even though she consented to it by not clicking that box. The threat made the girl not want to pay at all.
Absolutely. This nigga was, she was pulled the guns because she didn't get an extra $15.
I'm not paying nothing.
$15?
And I'm calling the police and you going to jail.
Okay, so that was another story.
Safe to say
where,
that lash business is over.
This chick wanted her lashes done.
Now she's taking pictures.
It is, because you're doing all this because...
The chick was like, I don't have time for you today. And she was like, you playing with me, bitch. You gonna do my lashes. And she's like, no, I'm not. It's nothing I can do. I have no time for you today. Long story short...
What was
short,
she there for?
A feel?
Huh?
Was it for a feel or just an appointment?
I don't know. She was just trying to get
in.
Yeah, she was trying to get a squeeze in.
Mm-hmm.
And so... The chick felt violated. She felt disrespected. She was like, all right, bitch, you've been talking real slick these last couple of times. I don't let you slide, but ain't no more of that shit. She went back and set the girl's car on fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who set whose? The client set the...
Yes.
Yeah.
The client.
Set the last sex car on fire.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't... Because she didn't have time to do her lashes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, listen, people like looking like a fucking... flying back. So people are serious about their lashes because guess what, y'all? When women flying got on lashes, back. You don't have to do nothing else to your face.
For real?
You should do something. You should wash it.
Hey, no, like y'all.
I mean, besides that, you're so stupid. After you wash it, you can literally just throw on a lip and keep it moving, right?
That's like y'all beard.
It is. You can throw your hair in a ponytail and a lash still give you like some pizzazz on your face. bitches look weird without lashes. So it is worth it. Look at her. Look at them lashes. You can't even see her eyes.
Right. Look, this is the whole thing right here. So she's like, can you come in the morning? I can come tomorrow or tonight.
So she kept blowing the girl off because probably she thought the girl was crazy.
Yeah.
And so eventually the girl's like, I'm outside your house. Can I come in now? And she's like, no, someone is here and I have someone coming after her. And she was like, you're going to stop playing with me. But she set her car on fire.
What's OT?
I don't know. Overtime?
Out of town?
Yeah, you taking the baby?
Out of town. I go out of town in the AM. You taking the baby out of town. I don't like your fake ass. I'm outside. Is somebody in a chair? Damn.
I hate texts.
Like, I just drove an hour. Yeah, how you drive an hour without
confirming? Yeah, shorthand, I don't like it.
TTP.
I don't know what that means. Or some weekend, she really wanted her.
Wait. Can you go back and pause the text? That last text conversation? Yeah.
Hold on. Is that the last text?
I don't know.
It says, wait, who that's in the how blue? You do. No, that one. Yeah, yeah.
So
don't piss me off tonight. You're going to be pissed too.
Okay.
I just drive an hour. Some people just drove.
I know. You just drove. Damn. Now I can't do it.
You walkie ass bitch. You is wrong.
Where you at?
I can't really see. Okay.
Bitch, you don't never want to do my shit again.
I feel like it's like
maybe wacky.
Maybe. Okay, maybe that's what she's
saying. You wacky ass bitch.
What is wrong with you?
If you don't ever want to do my shit again, say that, bitch.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing, the lash tech never said, I don't want to do your lashes. She kept trying to play, I mean, like, I can't.
You weird as fuck. Bitch, I can't do your nails after you call me weird as fuck.
Right.
Do you know how weird it is? I'm over your eyes. I wouldn't even want to do somebody fucking.
Who's L'Oreal?
She's trying to say L'Oreal.
Every
she's
time
to say
I feel like that's some Chicago slang.
No, I think she's trying to say L'Oreal, like the makeup company.
No way. Ain't no way it's spelled like that.
No. Yeah. I feel like that's like
it's
on baby.
That
like
might be a street.
No, that's some street shit. That
might be a street name. A street name.
On God. On my baby, yeah. On GD, yeah.
Yeah. On folk there.
Damn, fool. He stepped out the frame.
Damn, fool.
He said, you bitches won't catch me, squid nigga. This nigga put his hand by the bed like he was a pastor.
That motherfucker got up to go eat the screen.
Nah, cause I couldn't see that word. I ain't gonna lie to you. My eyes ain't that good. But I was like,
what? We was reading it for you, motherfucker.
Nah, because y'all wasn't saying it right.
We was not. That's what I'm saying. Where you at?
It's like, I always thought crazy people were the people like who were like serial killers and stuff, but social media told me that you just walking around a bunch of crazy people all day.
Every day.
People want any reason to fucking snap, okay?
Right. And they will.
Yeah.
They will. You never know. That's why I always try to be nice. I always try to lead with love because you never know. That person could be one interaction from killing everybody
around them.
You don't know. Yeah, you don't never know what a person going through.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys something, though? Can y'all honestly say after your barber say you can't come in, and then you like, you weird ass nigga. He like, come in. Would you want to even let that nigga cut you after that?
Absolutely
not.
Really.
Right. Absolutely not. You just disrespected the fuck out this nigga.
And it's such an intimate like interaction. Ain't like no you thing. Literally like next to each other for a long time, like in, just in quiet. You just cuss them out to get a cut. They gonna fuck
when
your
I
line
get my
up
lashes, women go
at the least
to get their lashes done. We sleep about an hour and a half, right? Because we on our back.
So that's how long it take?
It take about 2 hours to get your individual lashes for a feel about an hour.
God damn.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, really? I get my eyelashes done like once a month.
It's an hour an eye?
It's an hour eye. They got to tape down your eyes. And then, yeah, you got to tape down the bottom lashes. It's a lot. You know what I'm saying? They put individual eyelashes. You have hundreds of eyelashes, right? But they put individual lashes on there.
On top of the ones you got? Or
they
pluck yours out?
No, they connecting them bitches.
I'm like, do they pluck y'all out and stick these in the hole? In the place?
You said in the holes?
Right now.
in the hair holes?
Because in his mind, that take 2 hours.
That is a lot.
But that's not like that'll take 2 hours. But this bitch, I think that should take 15 minutes. But...
Hey,
so you sleeping.
Hey, get you some strips, call it a day, man.
Insane. Some magnetics, bitch.
Get you some magnetics. Strips.
Man.
Who
and I know women
that?
Like
that nigga like Henry. He like Henry. Henry Coleman.
He look like Jordan from Bernie Mac show.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
What do you sound?
That's what he look like.
Oh, deaf. No,
it's good because I'm deaf in the right ear.
We don't hear it yet.
Friday. And how do I know that? Well, he sent me a Google Calendar invite for this Friday called Parking Lot Beatdown Session. And the description of the event, parking lot,
please start
food will be served.
Yeah, we didn't hear the beginning part.
Please start from the beginning.
Can you just refresh?
Oh, my God.
He said parking lot.
Parking lot beatdown invitation.
And now the owner wants to fight me this Friday. And how do I know that? Well, he sent me a Google Calendar invite for this Friday called Parking Lot Beatdown Session. In the description of the event, parking lot, food will be served, knuckle sandwiches. How do you work at a restaurant and misspell the word sandwiches? So this weekend, my friend and I want to try out new places to eat. So we find this place on Google, all right? 4.3 stars, 7 reviews. We get there, place smells like shit, all right? But we're like, sorry, one of those places where they focus only on food and nothing else. So we're like, okay, bet. So we order and we get our food. And I'm telling you right now, it was unedible. Tastes like shit. You could not eat it. I wouldn't even feed this shit to my ex. But me and my friend, we're not confrontational people, right? So we just asked the waiter, could we get our check? And he's like, oh, you guys didn't touch your food. Is everything all right? And we're like, yeah, you know, it seemed like we weren't that hungry. He knew we were lying. So he goes in the back, and next thing you know, 10 seconds later, this 6'8", 350-pound NFL linebacker comes out and comes up to us. He's like, oh, you guys didn't like the food I cooked. And then me and my friend were like, you know, it was good. It's just, you know, it just didn't mesh well with our taste buds. This dude goes into a 2-minute-long Dr. Doofenshmirtz background story on how he had a vision to open up this restaurant when he was in jail. He finally got out and opened it up 3 months ago, and no one's complained since. And he started talking about how it wasn't his cooking. Maybe our taste buds just weren't enriched enough and cultured enough to appreciate good food. At that point, he's not disrespecting me. He's disrespecting my mom. Because these taste buds were cultivated by my beautiful mother's cooking. You can't say that to me. And the fact that no one's complained in the past 3 months was probably fact that you look like Black Thanos.
This thing is stupid.
One snap and they're gone to the shadow realm. So next thing you know, me and this guy are going back and forth for the next 2 minutes, and he says something very rude to me. And I'm no bitch. So I'm about to be like, hey, you're gonna have to see me outside. But my brain tells my mouth to say, hey man, I'm a hashtag civilian. I want no smoke. And then he says, of course you didn't want smoke with me. Are you stupid? And walks away. So me and my friend are leaving the restaurant. I'm thinking to myself, I got bitched. The entire time I'm thinking to myself, I got bitched. What am I going to do? Am I going to get some eggs in the eggs restaurant? No. I have asthma and bad ankles. I'm a target in jail. So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write a negative Google review. And guess what? I wrote it. And it was beautifully well constructed. And I double, triple checked that shit. So a couple hours after posting it, I get a response. And it says, if you're the individual I had a disagreement with, please contact this email address. I'm willing to give you a $100 gift card to a store of your choice. Contact me ASAP. So you know what I do? Motherfucker, I email him. So I say, hello, I'm the individual who left a negative review and had an unpleasant experience at your establishment. I was contacting you in reference to the gift card. And you know what he says to me? He says, I knew your broke ass was going to message me. I'm not giving you shit. Keep your shitty reviews to yourself. And then literally at 3:46 a.m., he sends me the Google. How are you mad in the middle of the night?
He's waking up mad as a bitch. Hey. He kept waking up. Like,
I would go back to the restaurant just for him sending me that invite. That's hilarious. He said, food will be served on knuckle sandwiches?
And he said, you spelled sandwiches wrong.
And you work at a restaurant. He opened his restaurant after he got out of jail, y'all.
Two months afterwards.
Nigga, right?
Nigga
what?
Probably using all the jail ingredients.
Have you ever had jail food? The noodles. The noodles, the honey, the Doritos, the sausage, the kept pizza? Up here, the pizza.
They do the pizza.
I do everything.
Too.
It's called a log.
Everybody, they do all kinds
of
shit.
Crazy.
It's delicious.
I see the motherfucker cut up summer sausage, put it on some motherfucking take bread, mash that shit out, put a little ketchup on that shit with the summer sausages, and put that shit and like then toast it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pizza.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, boy, that ain't pizza. I seen niggas make so many different things in jail, and it was ridiculous. I seen a dude make deodorant, incense. I've seen people make dice out of toilet paper. Like, it's crazy.
Dice?
It's crazy how
taking that paper.
How creative these motherfuckers are. These niggas are real inventors. Some of these motherfuckers could have been chemists.
Right.
Like, okay.
And it's like, and there's the thing. I'm like, y'all only use your powers for good.
They can be chemists. They can't be businessmen. Okay. Because I don't care. Clearly, you cannot beat up people if they don't like the food.
He came out and threatened them while they were there. Then set a trap online after they got
the trap is funny.
The gift card.
Come get this free.
Now that I got your email, here's a fight scheduled on Google.
Dog, put
it in your calendar. Is crazy. Parking lot beatdown session. It was an hour long.
That's so funny, dog.
Right, is an hour.
The fact I would go back just on that, like, hey, bro, I don't fuck with the food, but I'm gonna come here because that shit is hilarious.
That's crazy, man.
That nigga look like Brennan, number one. Number two, he explained that to us, you could tell he was going to lose that fight.
And then, he definitely in his mama basement. That's his mama old bedroom.
That's his mama headboard.
That's mama old bedroom.
Ain't nobody that age got a headboard.
Hell no. As soon as I saw the headboard,
I was like, this
where
nigga
you at? A bed and breakfast?
He's like, I'm going to shoot this in my mama room.
What is it? That is not a young man's bed.
No, it's not.
His mama got a little refrigerator in her room with all the shit she don't want him to eat.
She got Pepsis under her bed.
And the stacks is on top. He can see them. We can't touch them still. Can I have some cheese? No, y'all cheese is in the refrigerator. We want some of these cheese.
You know you ain't supposed to even be in my goddamn room.
You wouldn't know nothing if... That's our mama. We got trauma. You wouldn't know if it's in here if you weren't in my room.
You
weren't bitch.
There looking for
fuck
shit.
You in here for?
Bitch, give me some sunflower seeds.
Why the one air conditioner in your room? My mama's room had a whole other environment. It was a whole...
Like, but my mom used to let us sleep in there at night,
It was like Narnia when you went in my mama's room.
We got
like,
to sleep in
there. It's just a whole other place.
My daughter, we first had our first place, we had one in the living room. And then we had one in our bedroom because she was never hot like that. Yeah. So I was like, all right, fuck, if you ain't hot, you like it, I love it.
Yeah.
And then we got one, and so we had one in both bedrooms and the living room. So we cranked both of the bitches, all three of them, and then opened all the doors.
Absolutely.
And that was a situation.
And it worked. And y'all was happy as a bitch.
Nah, we would put, I missed the first part. Did you say put the fan in front of the air conditioner?
Oh, no,
no,
he
didn't. I did.
Okay, because that's what we used to do. We put the fan in
front
of the
air conditioner. Oh, that was good.
And let it blow around.
Yeah. That's that chemist shit.
But you know what's so funny? I just bought a fan, right? I like the sound of fans. Mm-hmm. I stayed at my best friend's house, and so she was doing it, so I stayed there. Anyways, I bought a fan, and James was like, why are you acting like we broke? I said, what happened? He said, you bought a fan like we got central
air.
A box
fan, dude, scream.
It wasn't a box fan. It was a really nice... The ones that isolate, they motherfucker.
But wait, was it like that
like
tower?
Yeah,
was like
it was tower. It was that.
But was it like the sunflower?
It wasn't the sunflower. It was that. It was that. It was really upscale. Yeah. Really nice.
Don't be getting traumatized, black man. I do associate fans with failure.
Yeah, I feel like it meant.
No, for real.
We all grew up with that motherfucker, and it was probably missing one of the grapes either on the back or the front.
I associate fans with failure.
Yeah, you
listen. What? Anybody like, happy birthday to you.
We take crayons.
I love that for us.
B&A, baby.
Y'all ever put a sheet on top of the fan and make a four? Like oh, you like sit on the sheets and then it'll just be blowing.
Have you ever done that with a heater?
Yes. Oh, I haven't.
If it's like real cold, I'll put it to like 68, 69, and then like one of those heaters, you put the blanket over it and it kind of like heats up the whole inside of the bed, and then you put it down and then it's just like,
that's good.
It's fire.
I love it.
It's like a hot pocket.
I don't have a hot pocket. I like hot pockets.
It turned you into a hot pocket.
Why did I get so intrigued? A hot pocket. Pepperoni or steak?
I've never had that.
Was it a Philly cheese
steak? Those are the two good ones, too. Those are the two good ones.
Everything else, you're like, oh,
the ham ones are hit.
The ham ones are. They used to be all right. Look at us having a moment.
That was a weird transition to actual Hot Pockets.
Hey, man. This shit be growing legs, baby. What else we got?
This thing be growing legs. I love it.
That is definitely dude, little boy Jordan from Bernie Mac show.
That's funny. It did dope. Look like him.
Where's that slide?
Oh, that is crazy. That one, the apartment one.
Okay, so y'all got to listen.
What would you do if your leasing office gave someone a key to your apartment?
What?
Crazy. You got to fight animals. Mm-hmm.
Wait, we been this one. We put our elbow. I had to put my elbow up. I'm lost.
That's not the key.
That
one.
This somebody. It's open. Oh, sorry. They gave me a key to here. They gave me a key to come look at the apartment. My apologies. Is this 302B?
Yes.
Are you moving out?
No, I live here.
Oh. She gave me...
Why are people playing with people's lives like that?
That girl could have got killed.
For sure. Shot. It sounded like that girl was ready.
She said, what? What are you doing?
All right, so just so y'all know...
She said, I live here.
We just watched I guess it was a Ring camera of two people using a key to get into an apartment. And I guess there was still somebody living in there with no intentions of moving even.
Right.
So I guess the landlord...
Her, like, they gave me this key. Are you moving to?
Which is weird. Like, I feel like I have looked at spots that were currently occupied, but they had to organize with the person
with
who
the
was
management.
Living there.
And management was with you to be the liaison if the people were in the house. Yeah.
So just to give somebody a house key. That's crazy.
But why would you even get them a key anyways?
They like, Cheryl got the nicest apartment in the building. Let's send her to that one.
So she can get a feel for what it could look
what's
like.
Crazy. I was just in New York, and a promoter had a block of rooms for all of us. Mm-hmm. And so the lady downstairs was like, so what's your name? And I was like, Kelly. She's like, I don't see you. She's like, I know you're a comedian. I showed her a flyer. I was like, yeah. She was like, okay, you can go to this room. I go to the room. And I opened the door, and it was a man in the shower.
Mm. In the apartment, in the hotel?
In the hotel. So she gave me another person's room.
Oh, but terrifying.
I went in there. He was in the shower. I know it's a man because I seen drawers and stuff on the floor.
Oh, he didn't even know you were there.
No, he didn't even know I was there. I quietly closed the door. I was more scared, I think.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if I walked in, what if he was just getting out?
Yeah, dick out.
Dick out. Booty hole.
And now you got to explain that to James.
Round booty hole. What if I liked them? That's what it
was. Maintenance.
Maintenance.
And him.
Yeah. I feel sorry for you. Me and Hannah.
That nigga James is crazy.
James is not crazy.
It ain't
yeah,
too
he's
many
crazy
niggas,
about
it
me.
It ain't too many niggas I'm afraid of.
Baby, we love you.
This is how James smiled at pictures.
Nah. Yeah, right.
Oh shit!
It ain't even afraid. It's just it's certain niggas you just know. Like, yeah. I don't want none. Yeah.
I don't want none.
I'm good.
No, James actually do smile like shit.
I'm glad
certain
we.
Niggas
I'm
age
glad
out
we
of
friends.
Fighting. Yeah, certain I'm glad niggas we age out of fighting. James is like he always want to. Like he always ready to go. And it's crazy because I've met him so many times. He'd be like,
the coolest
hey, what's
nigga
up,
ever,
bro. Nigga, you funny, bro.
Coolest nigga ever.
But he'd be like, you funny, bro.
But don't be too funny.
I don't even see that. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Yeah, because you see this penis, nigga.
And I don't get none of that. Like, James be like, he's so patient, meek, and mild with me.
I have to tell people all the time, like, when I me and Kelly, real friends, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I went and stayed with them in New York when I was, you know how on the comedy scene when you're doing a run somewhere, you go stay with your friends, so you got to spend $2,000 on the hotel.
Yeah.
I stayed with them. When I tell you I left there a better man, this is the hoodest nigga I've ever met in my life, but also the most, real motherfucker. Like, motherfucker go to work, he come home, he take care of his house, his kids, his wife. It's like, he get the big piece of chicken. Like, that nigga was a real motherfucker. I was like,
you was taking notes?
I left there a better person. So you just leave the whole check here?
Yeah, he a good person.
Hey,
listen, the real talk, though, we don't talk about that enough in the comedy community, like having somebody that holds you down while you chase this dream.
Yeah, man.
Because, like, reality is, you know, we all plan to blow, but reality is we all may not get famous.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you're able to still live your dream and now make a decent money off of it, and he was able to hold you down, and was he your manager at one point?
Still is.
This nigga. Oh, that's dope.
So James has me so spoiled that I don't know the difference between a manager and an agent or assistant or whatever, because he does everything and I don't miss a beat.
And let me tell you something.
You understand what I'm saying?
You don't want to play with her money if James is her manager.
But it's never been played with.
Because nigga James.
I mean, he literally learned the game. And
imagine
for
a black Michael Myers.
No.
Like, he don't say much.
He don't say much,
but you know
you
not to say much.
To hear. I'm about to kill you.
So he didn't manage before you. He learned it for two
we
manage
learned.
You.
I became a comedian. He's my manager. And we just elevating that. Like, people
that's crazy.
Want him to manage.
No,
like, I wouldn't be able to do anything for you right now because everything that I'm going to do is always going to be for her.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? So he got me to a place where he can hand me over. And that's what he say all the time, because he's never going to stand in the way of something if it's somebody that could just go somewhere different.
Yeah,
right? We understand that. Because he a real one.
You take him to the point you can.
Yeah, he like, but until then, what we got right now is good. But he understand it's coming right now. So James told me a funny thing. James had cut his locks off. This is second round of locks for you brothers over here with the locks or whatever. He told me, he said, when I start growing my hair back, I already know we made enough money. You know, you good.
Yeah,
that nigga start growing his hair back. I'm like, we rich? I said, we rich?
Nigga, we did it.
I said, how much we got? Like I can't go look. Tell me how much we got.
We rich, bitch.
And honestly, as soon as he start growing his locks back, I feel like my life changing. Like, oh, it's a flow. It's seamless.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he like, no, we ain't really, it ain't no way but up.
Yeah.
That's lit.
And that's lit. So, yeah, anybody who ever managed me, honestly, I just don't know if that's going to be good or great. They're going to have to manage with James.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to be the manager.
Alongside.
Yeah, James is good. Shout out to James.
That's dope.
Shout out to James. That's my nigga.
Y'all, because I almost seen a free dick in the hotel. Shout out to James. I'm so glad you did.
James is the type of nigga where you ask about him. I ain't seen James in years, but I always ask him, I'm like, how that crazy nigga do? Right, because he was, but as crazy as we make him out to be, you could tell that everything he did was love for her and love of her and protection of her. So it wasn't ever like, oh, we saw this nigga just fighting just because. It was like, if he was doing something, it was because somebody disrespected or played with her, and like that is beautiful.
But he's never been like fighting in the comedy world.
He is like, James,
but
that's what I'm saying.
So, but people have like this thing, like he's crazy, but they've never seen him act crazy. Damn fool has, because they freelance. You know what I'm saying? They had
we
another.
Friends.
But I mean, like far as like my career, he has a clean slate.
I said we had to go back to back.
They went back to back. Yeah, they real like
You got these three niggas right here. I got these right.
And then guess what? It cleared out the room.
Who was y'all fighting?
Everybody.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? He came in with the truck. All right,
the whole club. And I had a, look, I had a whole suit on that night.
He had a whole suit.
I'm talking about, I'm suited. And I got a red, I remember I had a red suit with gold motherfucking loafers. And they were sparkly. But when that nigga James ran to the street, that jacket came off. I'm in the middle of the street with no shoes on and the suit jacket on the front.
Well, they had me running.
Ready to go. Because I can't fight in these goddamn loafers. Nope. They slippery as hell at the bottom. I'm out here like Tarzan, nigga.
You know what's so funny? When they both tell me the story, it's like they had...
You wasn't there?
No, I was out of town.
I was out of town. I'm just hanging out with James. I stopped by the crib. He like, yeah. So he come with me to the show.
Where was this at? Was this New York? Or
it was fucking Atlanta, nigga. Uh-huh. At,
you know I'm in Atlanta
we was
now.
At Escobar. And so...
Is that a place that niggas fight?
No, not really. It's just... So we was kicking it. We chilling.
It's 2 Chainz, now,
I just know, I knew something was going on because of the commotion.
Mm-hmm.
I went outside to smoke Black and Mild. When I come back in, I hear commotion and I'm like, something going on. And in my mind, I was like, man, that's probably James. And I only, not because I think James crazy, right. But because I know James ain't going to take no bullshit.
Yeah,
and I had already seen the night and the way security was acting, like it was a lot of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get over there, they got James in the corner and telling him he got to leave. And he like, all right, I'll leave.
Yeah.
He like, all right, leave. He calm as shit. Mm-hmm. Talking to the dude. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, I run over, I grabbed him. I'm like, hey man, that's my boy. We good. Let's go. Like, we good. We gonna walk out. We start trying to get them to let him go so we can walk out.
Mm-hmm.
James say, man, I'll leave. Just let me go, bro. Don't push me out. You asked me to go, let me go. One of them niggas said, man, we ain't gotta listen to this nigga and reached over and hit that nigga.
What?
I was like, oh no.
Yeah. James, I ain't leaving.
I almost had him out.
Yeah, I almost had him, James.
I almost had him out here. You just fucked up, my nigga. Man, that nigga hit him. And like, this is how you know when a nigga finna fuck you up. When you hit a nigga and you do it, man, did you just hit me? Like, he asked him nice. He said, nigga, did you just hit me?
Like, ooh, that's
I said, he finna kill this man.
I'm turned on by this story.
Bruh. So he hit him, right? And so James, like, still on some calm shit, like, let me out. We start walking out.
Even after the hit?
Bruh, we start walking out. The nigga is just out of control, he swings on him again. And
what?
That's when I reach over. Now, the nigga's so tall. When I try to hit him, I don't hit nothing but shoulder. Come all the way across the top.
I'm going to fuck this rotator cuff up, bitch.
I'm behind him trying to hit him in the face, so I swing over the top. All I hit is this.
Did it?
The nigga take his nigga. Arm and do me like this.
Yeah!
Throw me across the room. It
look
like a movie.
Ah, being in black.
I'm like, trying to help the nigga I'm trying to help James. He go crazy when he see the nigga throw me. He like, fuck all this shit. He pull the nigga off and we go outside. James is in the middle of the street. He said, I'm not leaving.
Until y'all bring him out.
Until y'all let me fight him on
or all you niggas gonna have
like,
to.
Or everybody out here finna have a problem.
Yeah, and guess what they went to go
and
do?
And I said, bro, I said, let me tell y'all something.
Wait, like, so the nigga swung on him and went back
too
inside?
Deep into what he was saying. But then he's saying, on that thing, bro.
Yeah.
If he don't come out here,
yeah.
Everybody else is cool. I just want him.
He swung on
or when
the
I
nigga
come back,
and then went back in the club.
The dude went back inside. He didn't want no parts of
that. He didn't.
Because here's the thing. You hit a man and he look at you and say, hey, bro, you just hit me. And then he tell you step outside. And you just gave him everything you had.
He did zero damage.
You know you ain't got nothing left.
Guess
you
they
know
had
you
to
ain't
do.
Got nothing left.
Run him his face.
And we drunk.
Yeah.
We've been having a good time. So I'm like, when James say, he's like, look, no, fuck all that. Cause I'm in the middle of the street, no jacket on. I'm like, what's up? We been running. He's like, no, calm down, little homie.
But he on a red suit.
Calm
though.
Down, little bro. He said, I got this. He said, I'm finna go over here and fight this nigga on the side of the building, back, just me and him.
Yeah.
So dude come out. Dude do not want to fight. Let me tell you how I know he don't want to fight. Cause when the other security finally agreed to let them box.
Oh, shit.
As we walking towards the back, dude was like, man, all you had to do was just leave. You just had
no,
to keep
nigga.
Bro.
No,
you swore. I was leaving.
Yeah, you touched me.
No,
kill this nigga, bro.
I told you I'm leaving, bro.
Yeah,
man, we got back there, and I ain't gonna even lie. And when the first fight started, I was a little worried because I'm like, we drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, fighting together is one thing. Mm-hmm. But just like, you finna fight this man one-on-one, all these other people. James was like, hey, man, take the vest off and the gun and come on.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, he like, why I gotta take my gun off? He said, nigga, because we finna fight. The last thing I need is that motherfucker to fall and hit somebody.
Yeah.
He take the gun off. He taking everything off slow as hell. He don't want this fight
he
at all.
He don't want to fight at all.
Now, James ain't no little nigga, but this nigga huge. Right. And I'm like, why is he so terrified?
Yeah.
Like, he take that shit off. They mess up. They got the game. They get the tussling first. Dude want to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
So James' back leg go down like this.
I'm thinking it's over. I'm like, oh no, it's over with. He got him. So I'm ready to jump in. That nigga hit the ground, flipped over, turned around some kind of weird way, got up, and now they back on their feet. That motherfucker connected with one. Dude stepped back. He's like, okay, all right, come on, let's go. He come back in. James, womp, womp, womp.
Damn.
They come back together. Get dude back up. He like, all right, come on. He run back up, man. That motherfucker swung James, sidestepped him. Bang.
Ooh.
Bang.
Ooh.
And came across the top. I'm talking, when I saw that nigga hit the ground.
Damn.
I'm like, it's my victory.
This shit was like a movie, bro. Like, he stepped to the side, caught him here, and then came across with the other side, and that motherfucker like, you saw the spit going
like Creed. That nigga felt like Creed.
Bruh. I was like, what is happening right now?
Damn.
Bro, that shit was so funny. And like the whole night, he just kept saying, like, I told you, I just wanted that nigga one-on-one. I ain't need nothing else. We got back to the house. That is how you know you old and drunk. That nigga leg was hurting so bad. That nigga was like, yeah. Ah, ooh, I can't sit down. The same thought he kind of went down.
That motherfucker was
dead. He messed up.
I was like, and like, I ain't never seen a nigga, like, because we was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he whooped this sober, huge ass
security who getting paid to be here.
You get paid to throw people out here. Boy, you fired.
When we all back to back fighting everybody, though?
You can't come back.
And that's when they went outside.
That's when we went outside. Ready. I skipped over all that.
Oh, okay.
Because most of that I was losing.
Look at Patrick. So I really want to know.
I skipped over that because most of that I was losing.
Wait, so y'all was fighting?
I skipped over that part.
So y'all started fighting everybody.
I was outside getting tossed around like a rag doll. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, James' part.
Because witness, you know,
James my nigga. So when he tell the story, he telling him that I was there with him, and I was, but I wasn't with it.
But you was.
But I had his back.
Look, nigga, got a heart.
No, I had his back 100%.
You understand what I'm saying?
But I was getting tossed around. I was like, hey, wait.
Who was y'all fighting?
Wait,
the other
security.
Because I'm trying to get them. Because he really wanted that. And like every time he tried to go back in, they was trying to fight him. So I'm trying to fight them. Then when they all try to go to the side, they was like, it's just us and him going back there. I said, no, the fuck y'all not.
Yeah, like, what
I'm not going to take my boy back there by himself. But, nigga, them niggas was not playing. And that nigga was not either.
And the security
was 2 Chainz there?
Yeah, he was there.
2 Chainz right there, too. And then
he was inside.
Yeah. He was like, I need better security.
Yeah.
They got to hire James.
Hey, what you doing on Fridays and Saturdays?
Fire all them niggas.
Right, hire James. That's crazy.
I was like, that's crazy.
So the other security didn't jump in when the old boy got slept?
No,
in the back. Well, once we got in the back, it was all straight one-on-one.
Okay.
Why he sweat like he in the fight right
now?
Throughout the progression of the story.
I got there. Like, I'm remembering it as
he was sweating more and more as the...
Yes, that's a good ass.
Then I had that hot ass jacket.
I said, that drink that I made him, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll take a little bit. I was like, all
right. This nigga done gave me a mimosa with tequila in it. I'm over here like... Tell the story, fool.
Okay. And then, I told you to sip it, not drink it, nigga.
And I keep looking like this.
This nigga took two gulps of
every time you say something, I say, like this. I'm about to get a car called James. Like, nigga, I love you more. I hear the story every time.
She called him like, guess who get they dick sucked when I get back?
On the way from the airport.
Man, that's hilarious.
But you know what? He defends me like that. Like, I don't feel no worries. I don't feel zero worries.
That's a great story.
That's a good ass.
You told it very well, too. Even I even imagine the combos and shit.
No, that's because...
Nigga, because I'm standing there watching all this shit happen. I'm like, I'm tuned. I'm locked in. Like,
you know what I'm saying? That's why he not got out the fight. He wants somebody tag him out. Like, somebody tag me out.
Tag me out.
Tag me out. Get me out of here.
Man, that's just
this
so
is
funny.
A ring match.
Well, you kind of like, please win so I don't got to jump in.
Man, that nigga said, hey, man, bring him out here or I'm going home. And when I come back, everybody in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he meant.
I told dude, the security guy, I said, hey, man, he not playing.
He not.
Because when a nigga from the Midwest say, oh, my mama.
Yeah. Oh, I mean that.
That's worse than I swear to God.
I will die before I let you make me a liar.
Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama. Love his mama.
Yeah, listen.
He love Vicky Lynn.
I'll die before I let you make me a liar.
Yeah.
So know that.
So the security guard tried to fight him, then went back inside like, you got to go out there, bro. I didn't know they were allowed to do that.
We were outside, and we got into it with them, and they was like, look, man, this nigga is going to fight everybody until you come outside. He's not going to leave. Him and that little nigga in the red suit. They is out there. They not going nowhere. And I'm out there like Spike, and he the other dog. What's the little dog?
Oh, yeah.
I'm out here. Puppy power. Let's get it. I'm with you. You know what I'm saying, big homie?
Oh, I love
these niggas up.
Hey. What he said.
Hey, yo, man. That shit is hilarious.
That's hilarious. Yes,
wow. What a great story.
He think it's
Damn, fool, one of the best storytellers ever.
That was fucking crazy.
Hey!
So how did it end? Was he just like, he just got up and was just bad.
He beat him up.
After he laid dude out, like, I watched dude as well as the conversation was going on. Mm-hmm. James, like, literally was having a regular conversation with him. Like, bro, I would have just left had you not hit me. He's like, we wouldn't even have to go through all this. I mean, it's just like, you remember, you know how on boxing they have the post fight where you got to explain? Yeah. And they're like, Tier, tell us right here in the third round when you start getting your ass whooped, tell us what was going through your mind. It looked like that. Like, he was asking. James was like, see, we wouldn't have had to even do all this.
I would have to.
If you'd have just, like, let me leave. I was on my way out.
You get your ass beat, but then to get reprimanded afterwards. Now, you know you brought this on yourself,
right? And he's still on the clock. He had to go back in there with a swollen eye and protect
people. You had to put your vest back on.
Somebody told that nigga, was like, hey, go ahead and clock out.
Hey, we're going
to
go ahead and cut you for the night.
We're going to put you at the bakery. We're
going to
put you at the
bakery. And that's what in my back of my mind, I was like, That's how real of a nigga he is. He's like, bro, let's go on the side of the building where can't nobody see it. I don't want you to lose your job.
Yeah.
I don't want everybody in the club to see you get your ass whooped because then ain't nobody going to listen to you no more.
Yeah.
Come over here and catch this ass whooped. But you going to come back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, he seems so chill. What was the original problem? Why'd they want to kick him out?
I never got to that. I think I'd have to, I ain't asked him about that even. I don't even think I ever asked James, like, what originally happened? I just know when I came back out.
I know what originally
happened. Too many people
around.
So
James just walked in and James was standing there and the security guard pushed him and James was like, all right.
Oh,
so the security guard was already aggressive.
Yeah. They had been aggressive all night.
That's what it was. That was just the bottom line. James is too chill.
Yeah.
James is the chillest nigga in the world, okay? Yeah. And the nigga pushed him. He's like, until.
So
right?
Security.
He's still a man. So security already came in aggressive.
They were just doing too much.
And so then that happened. James like, we about to go. And so now they all grabbing them up. So that's what happened.
Because I'm one of the most non-confrontational niggas in the world until you fuck with me.
That's it.
And I got a suit, so I really ain't on no bullshit. But I literally was arguing with one of the security guards.
I'm so glad I wasn't there. I would have been fighting too.
I was arguing with them. Oh.
And he would have killed somebody.
I would have killed somebody.
I'm saying James would have killed somebody. Oh. I'm glad that you weren't there.
Yeah. I know.
I'm glad
I
that that nigga
I done seen Kelly pop off too now.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. I seen Kelly and her friend about to drag a bitch in a Target parking lot.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Crystal.
Yeah. We were ready.
I still love you.
It's we've had a couple hitters on here. Deshaun Ross. You know, light skinned Deshaun with the big smile?
Yep.
That nigga hit hard.
That's all I'll say.
Not me.
Uh-oh. See, you know what's so funny? People think because we funny, we not.
No.
Like, our lives like not what they are.
Exactly.
Hey, man. You're a professional wrestler.
Wait, what? You say what? This nigga?
No, the car? Oh, car's on low memory.
All right, so Kelly Kells, tell the people where they can find you real quick.
Make sure y'all follow me on all our social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat,
right.
Cash App. Kelly Kells, KELLZ _22. What's up, Midwest? We the best. 22nd and Center, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53206. Y'all.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Kev, we want to get the socials.
Everything is at Damn Fool is Funny. That's it. Real simple.
Damn with the M. With
D-A-M-N, please.
Okay.
Because people have, I've seen people spell, I've seen somebody spell it D-A-M-A. like how? Dude, that don't make sense.
Dama fool.
This nigga's a dama
fool.
Dama fool.
That's like, terrible. Come on, man.
Well, listen, man. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud,
and we'll see you guys next time on the next episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Yeah.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.